Time Will Tell, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. Emily Oliphant and her best friend Barbara stood on the veranda, staring out into the still country evening. Birds rustled in the trees, settling themselves for the night, and a multitude of insects chattered and sang in the summer air. "What a gorgeous evening. And what a really lovely spot, Em," Barbara said with a sigh. "It is, isn't it?" Emily reached down to pat her border collie pup, Grace, who was at attention by her feet. "I could stay here forever." They were out the front of Emily's house, the house that would be hers if she accepted the Baker brothers' proposal. She thought of all she'd been through in the last 2 months, leaving her husband, meeting Barbara, saving Grace, and now finally settling into a home of her own. Could she find the courage to do this too? "Seriously, Em, you can do this. The house, everything. Don't let fear stop you, and don't worry about your mother." Emily nodded. Her friend was right. Being offered the house was one hell of a Christmas present, and not too shabby as a 32nd birthday gift either. Forget what Enid had to say about it. This is my life. "Well, I'd really better go before they send out a search party," Barbara said, kissing Emily on the cheek.
"I'm so glad you stopped in."
The two friends hugged, neither wanting to be the first to let go. As always, Barbara had turned up at just the right time. Finally, they broke apart, and Barbara made her way down the steps and over to her car. "See you Saturday," she called.
"Don't forget the tinsel,"
Emily called back sardonically.
"No fear there. And the champagne. We're going to celebrate."
She got in the car with a wave of her hand. Emily watched until Barbara's taillights were out of sight. She smiled wryly. Her mother would indeed have a fit when she found out she was buying the run-down old place. Thankfully, it didn't matter what Enid thought. It was to be Emily's home and no one else's. As she stared out into the last fading light of the warm summer day, her head began swimming with possibilities, risks, and calculations. The chance to buy the house really was a huge opportunity, if a little daunting. Well, very daunting. But it was meant to be, wasn't it? A home of her own. A home that was as much Grace's as hers, she thought, looking down at the small black and white dog beside her. Grace was a typical border collie, except for the missing white ring around her neck. Emily still found it hard to believe it was only 6 weeks since the day she had picked her up as a tiny puppy. It felt like Grace had always been a part of her life. And Barbara. They'd become firm best friends almost instantly. She was so blessed to have met her. Along with Grace, Barbara had been her saviour, her rock, her voice of reason. She bent down and ruffled Grace's ears. The puppy looked up at her with love and adoration. Emily smiled. That look would melt anyone's heart. Well, except her estranged husband's. At the thought of John Stratton, her face clouded. Thankfully, the bully was now out of her life. He'd completely ripped her off in the financial settlement, but at least he was gone.
"Come on, Gracie, let's go inside.